Lord, help us to do what we've heard and to take it into our hearts and to be, as it says on page 418 in my hymn book, true-hearted, whole-hearted. Now, Brother Paul had to leave the meeting. Something came up, and so we have no accompanist unless Brother Eddie moves his way over to the organ or piano or anything and can help us and give us the right notes. But I trust the Lord will write these words on our heart and enable us to follow through, all the way. You know, I maybe should just say this yet. We're not going to finish Judges chapter 7 and 8. We might finish a little bit further along tomorrow. I don't know, but we're never going to finish the story. But if you jump a few stories down in that chapter 8, you find that Gideon, while he was chasing those 15,000 Midianites and others that had gotten away, he was chasing them with his men to try to capture them and to wipe them out also. And he came through some territory that were really, really God's people, people that had lived or are living in Succoth and people that were living in Peniel. And you know something about those cities maybe from earlier in the scripture. And here were God's people that were living on the other side of the river, and they were not really true-hearted or whole-hearted. They weren't really committed. They were, yes, brothers, sort of the ones that were in Gideon's army. But when Gideon said to them, you know, our men are hungry and our men are tired. Could you please help us out? Could you please, you know, give us what we need to strengthen and nourish us so we can continue on the way? And you remember what one of the groups, I don't know if it was those from Succoth or Peniel, but they said, well, do you have the heads of those enemy kings in your hand yet? And Gideon said, no, we don't have them. That's why we need cornflakes to help us get on the way and to give us the strength that we need. But and those men said, well, no, then we don't want to help you. In other words, let's see who's going to win. We're not really committed or truly committed to the task. We're not willing to help you on the way. We're not willing to give you what you need to encourage you and to sustain you. We're not willing for that. We're not really true-hearted, whole-hearted on your side. Because, you know, if you don't catch them, then maybe we want to be true-hearted and whole-hearted on the other side. We don't really know which side we want to belong to. We want to figure it out at the end. Well, I got news for you. If you wait to the end, it's too late. It's like, you know, now all of a sudden, I see Met fans coming out of the woodwork. For the last 20 years, there have been no Met fans. They all died out. Well, very few. You know you haven't been. Maybe you have. But there, you know, everybody then became a Yankee fan. Now, all of a sudden, why is everybody now excited about the Mets? Because they're winning. Because they're doing well. They're in first place. If you've been up here and out of the woodwork for a long while, they're in first place. They're winning. They haven't been doing that in a long time. So now everybody jumps on that bandwagon again because everybody wants to be on the winning side. And if you don't know who wins at the end, I'd suggest you read Revelation. Because the Church of Jesus Christ prevails. The Church of Jesus Christ wins. But when you're not committed, when you're not true-hearted, when you're not whole-hearted, when you say the words, and I think I heard Brother Eddie allude to that this morning, you have to follow through. You can't just say the words. You can't just say the things that are, well, the Lord might want to hear. I could hear Saul saying that when Samuel confronted him, and Saul said, I have sinned. He cried crocodile tears along with his confession of I have sinned. But his heart never changed. He was never really committed. He never really was true-hearted or whole-hearted. And Gideon said to those men, oh, I don't have time for you now. I would love to take time with you right now, but I don't. But I'm coming back, and when I come back, watch out. And Gideon went and did what he had to do and came back. And you read what Gideon did to those men. You read of the tower that fell upon them, and they were killed. You read of the switches that he made and beat the daylights out of them with those, what do you call them in Singapore when you get beat? Caning. Oh, he gave it to them good. Why, for just saying, I don't want to give you anything on the way? Yeah, because you weren't true-hearted and you weren't whole-hearted and you weren't wholly committed to the Lord. And so as we sing this song in closing this morning, let's be what the song says. Let's do what we've heard. Let's be committed, wholeheartedly committed to the cause of Jesus Christ. And I believe that we all want to. Don't you want to be? I'm sure we all want to be, but that last line of the chorus says, by thy grace we will be. You know, that's better than, yeah, I want to, and I'm going to, and I can do this, because you know, and I know, and we all know that we can't. But by thy grace, we will. By thy grace, we can be. And so take grace, take help, take Jesus this morning, and by his grace, let him make you fully committed, fully yielded, fully surrendered, wholly following him. Shall we sing 418? Did you get to the piano yet, brother? Okay. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord.
True-hearted, whole-hearted, faithful and loyal, King of our lives, by thy grace we will be. Under the standard, exalted and royal, strong in thy strength, we will battle for thee. Peal at the watchword sound.
I'm enjoying hearing you sing. It's inspiring to me, so much so that I would like to sing that chorus. And I would like to sing it with, let's see, who could come up here and help me sing? I would like to sing it with everybody that's looking at me that I look at suddenly looks away. No, I don't want to sing it with you. But I would like to hear the staff sing it. Wouldn't you like to hear the staff sing it?
Yes.
Yeah, we would. We would like to hear you sing the chorus, all of you, every one of you, and sing it like you mean it, because I think you really do. Okay, staff, are you set? Ready? Go.
Peel.
Let's all sing the chorus, every one of us.
Peal at the watchword, silence it never, song of our spirit rejoicing and free. Peal at the watchword, loyal forever, King of our lives, by thy grace we.
Let me stop you again and just remind you. Tonight, Sister Edith has something prepared for us. Now, you've gotten the drift already that when Sister Edith prepares something for you, it's good. You know that, right? Well, she's not going to feed us food this evening at 8:15, but there's something that she would like to speak to us about. It has to do with certain hymns, and I'm sure you'll be blessed. I believe you will. And so we're going to give her that opportunity to speak tonight to us, 8:15 till around 9 o'clock, and then we're going to go out to the beach and have a little fire. And it might be actually cold tonight or cool. That feels good when the fire is, you know, like it is and it's cool. The other night we were out by the fire and we were trying to get away from the fire because we felt there was fire everywhere. But tonight it might be nice. You might enjoy that. And especially the s'mores. Those Hofflanders can eat s'mores. And I took an extra bag of marshmallows because you almost cleaned me out last time. And that's good. So we've got plenty others to fill in the ranks of as far as marshmallows are concerned. So we've got a full day. And I trust the Lord's presence will bless and be with every one of us. And whatever we are doing and wherever we're doing it, you know, even shuffleboard. It's good just to be together. It's good to be together with God's people. And it's encouraging. It's a blessing to just spend that time, whether it be on the boat going around the lake or a shuffleboard or at the beach or on the porch. How blessed it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in the unity of the Spirit of Christ. So may that brotherly love continue today by the grace of God. And may we be true-hearted, whole-hearted. Stand with me, if you would, and let's sing together that last verse.
True-hearted, whole-hearted, Savior of glorious, take thy great power and renew me.
Alone. Come on, you can help me.
Over our wills and affections victorious, freely surrender.
We will be. Oh, by thy grace we will be, Lord. Thank you, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Give us that grace, O Lord. Let us have grace from thee for this day. We thank you for it, Jesus. Hallelujah. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those that sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. God bless you.